Good morning. Well, as you probably noticed, I'm not Pastor Tim. Unfortunately, you may have heard he's homesick, fighting off an illness, and hopefully that's not going to be pneumonia. But prayers go out to him and all of us that have been dealing with his illness and sickness. So I think I know everyone here, but in case you don't know me, my name's Jeff Wright, and I have the privilege of trying to fill in for Pastor Tim this morning. You know, you stand up here and you think, well, this is pretty easy. I was joking with Nathan a little bit earlier, and I was thanking him for leading with the announcements and the prayers. And you sit back, and Pastor Tim and Nathan or Ben, when they come up here, they make it look easy, you know, coming up here to deliver the message. And for me, it's not easy. I guarantee it's not easy. Stacy knows that when someone calls and says, would you mind filling in, I typically don't say no, and that means I prepare sometimes 40, 60, 80 hours of study and preparation. And so when I sit back and see Pastor Tim jump up here every week, deliver the message, wow, it's powerful. You know, just sit back and think, how do you prepare? How do you get ready? The time that must be invested. So when Pastor Tim, I found out he was sick on Thursday because I had an appointment with him at his office, and the appointment was canceled. So Thursday or Friday morning, he texted and said, would you be able to fill in? So Friday, Saturday, 2 days to prepare. That's not my normal 40, 60, or 80 hours of research and preparation. So please bear with me today. I'll do the best and try to fill in. Before I begin, I wanted to take this opportunity, as Ellen referenced earlier too, that last week Pastor Tim mentioned that you guys gave very generously to the two outreach centers in the area, to Matthew 25 and to BNOC. And that donation, your gift, generated $4,000, so $2,000 for each of the outreach centers. And I wanted to let you know that on behalf of Stacy and I and the Matthew 25 Outreach Center, that I wanted to let you know that that gift goes a long, long way. You guys are able to help us feed thousands more people in North Central Ohio. The dollars really grow exponentially. Ellen has probably shared over the years, but $1 of donation generates about $10 worth of buying power with what we do with the food banks. So pretty powerful. Many of you may know that we've been feeding the hungry in Richland County and Ashland County. So Richland County, we've been serving folks that are in need for the last 4 years or nearly 4 years. Ashland County, we started up just about a year ago. And what you may not know, though, is that as we just wrapped up 2019, I was just working on our annual report because we have a board meeting next Monday evening, and I was pulling together statistics and trying to get a snapshot. What did 2019 actually look like? And it was quite revealing to Stacy and I as well as we were reading through the report on Friday afternoon. But nearly 700 volunteers, 75 area church partners. And we conducted 30,000 distributions of fresh, healthy fruits and vegetables, all in 12 months. Now, keep in mind, we're only open 1 day a month in Richland County, 1 day a month in Ashland County. So 2 days a month of service, 30,000 distributions. In total, that equated to about 750,000 meals, 750,000 meals delivered in 2019. Pretty powerful. So we also are getting ready to expand into Wayne County. I know I've shared that with some of you. Rocky and I have had some conversations a while back, but Wayne County, starting next month, Matthew 25 reaches out into Wayne County where the distributions are going to be 100% home delivery. We do home delivery and walk-up in both Richland County and Ashland County. But when we start up a new operation like that, it costs us about $10,000 just to do an initial startup. And it's pretty expensive. Once we get the wheels rolling, it obviously doesn't cost $10,000 all the time. But the donation really helps with those startup expenses. So on behalf of Stacy and I and everyone at Matthew 25, we'd like to thank you for your support. So thanks so much. Thank you. As we begin, let us open with prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. As we break open your word, let us be attentive and willing servants. In your holy and powerful name we pray. Amen. So part of my homework that I always try to do is kind of go back and look and recap what did Pastor Tim talk to us about last week and the week before and the week before, and he stands up here and I sit back there and doodle in my journal, because if I don't write things down, kind of probably what Teresa's doing right now, I forget a lot of the stuff, and I have trouble stringing the stories together and the thought processes together, and sometimes I'll go back and refer 4, 5, 6 weeks and put the thoughts together, and all of a sudden it kind of breaks through in my thick skull and the stories start to string and make sense. So I wanted to take us back over the last several weeks and recap some of what we heard from Pastor Tim as he's preached to us on prayer and effective prayer and the Holy Spirit. Pulling those thoughts together and pulling together the message that he's been drilling into us for those weeks, what do you think these passages are trying to tell us? Do you think we should have a daily and close relationship with God? Maybe that's one of the things that he's asking us to do. I see some heads nodding, yeah. Should we try to live in his word every day? Part of that development to have that close relationship. If we're not living in his word, how do we know? Do you think we have the help of the Holy Spirit to understand his will? Yeah, see a lot of heads nodding again. Do you think this relationship with God helps us unlock the door for him to guide us?
Absolutely.
Again. Thank you. Do you think it would help unlock the door to help us discern what he would have us do and how we should lead our lives? Yes. How about helping unlock the door to hear our prayer requests? Yes, again, right? And again, the sole purpose should be so that the desire of our hearts are to bring glory and honor to God. You know, after hearing Pastor Tim's message last Sunday, sometimes you process, right? And we go back and we read through things and you're trying to digest, and what did you hear? Does it really make sense? Well, as he was preaching last Sunday, I had already conducted my daily devotional early that morning, and I knew as he was up here preaching that his message was definitely from the Holy Spirit. So I often process, and part of my process is that the Holy Spirit speaks to me in lots of different ways. It might speak to me in my reading of Scripture. It might speak to me in how I respond and react and interact with other people. Sometimes it's multiple interactions, multiple ways of breaking through the context, the people, my readings, what I hear. Well, on that particular last Sunday, I found a tremendous amount of credence in what I was hearing from Pastor Tim, because the same message he was delivering to us was the same message that I had read in my daily devotional earlier that same morning. I shared that with Pastor Tim, or actually Stacy did, on Monday or Tuesday of this past week, and we had a chance to have some email exchange or text message exchange. And he asked if I would share that with you. So again, at that time, he was planning to be here. So we're just kind of playing a little catch-up right now. But the devotional message that I was reading last Sunday was entitled Praying in the Spirit. And the scripture message that comes with that comes from Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 16 through 21. And it reads, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives in you and will be with you and in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." So with that scripture passage comes the devotional narrative, and I'd like to share that with you as well. It reads, "I am convinced that if we truly understood what takes place during prayer, we would call upon the Lord more often and with greater confidence. The believer's prayer isn't simply spoken into thin air. We have the Holy Spirit, He who communicates for us and carries our needs to the Lord. The Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. So guess what? He knows the mind of God intimately. Let me read that one more time. I am convinced that if we truly understood what takes place during prayer, we would call upon the Lord more often and with greater confidence. The believer's prayer isn't simply spoken into thin air. We have the Holy Spirit who communicates for us and carries our needs to the Lord. The Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. He knows the mind of God intimately. All-knowing and all-powerful, just like the Father, He fully grasps the circumstances we are praying over, even the parts that remain unseen or truly confusing to us. Also, the Spirit dwells within every believer and knows each one's mind and heart. With this full knowledge, the Holy Spirit can carry out His responsibility to make sure our petitions match God's desires. Toward that end, He speaks in our spirit and opens our mind to Scripture. The fact that God gives His Spirit to all believers reveals the value He places on communication between Him and His children. Again, the fact that God gives His Spirit to all believers and reveals the value He places on communication between Him and His children. And so our Heavenly Father provides the best possible helper to ensure that we can be in tune with His will. In other words, be wise, be patient, and be fully yielded to Him. But we will have none of those qualities unless, guess what? We're continually talking with the Lord. As Christians, we don't need to feel guilty for being uncertain about how to pray. The indwelling Holy Spirit knows our needs and our desires, as well as the mind and the will of the Father and the details of every situation. He speaks to God on our behalf while teaching us to pray accordingly. So in my mind, this leaves no doubt as to Pastor Tim's message last Sunday that it was blessed by God and he was being used by the Holy Spirit to share this very important instruction with each of us. Now, I don't know about you, but feeling guilty about not knowing how to pray, been there, done that. Anybody else? Yep. So, have any of you ever struggled with how to pray? Yep, see some heads nodding? Dan's hand is up touching the ceiling right now, for those up front that can't see. I think we all struggle with that. We sit back and we guess and second guess ourselves, and the evil one's pounding on us all the time. You know, we're sinners. How can God hear us? He doesn't want to hear from us. I can't pray. I don't know the right words to say. My words aren't going to be heard. We have those struggles. Every one of us do. So what do? Back off. We crawl back in the corner. We're afraid to step out of our comfort zones. We're afraid to fail. So we don't do it. Or do we? So last week, Pastor Tim also taught us that even Jesus needed to break away and go to a quiet place. He talked about the mountaintop. Jesus had to recharge his batteries and to pray. Luke 5:16 tells us that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. This scripture shows that just like you and me, Jesus needed to break away from the demands of his busy life to recharge his batteries, to extract from the noise and confusion of the world that we all live in, to spend quiet time with his Heavenly Father. The life of Christ is intended to give us examples that we can follow and learn. that we can follow and learn from. When he was exhausted or burdened or in need of spiritual refreshment, he would slip away to pray. He was plugging into the power, perception, and purpose that can only be found in God's presence. This should be a strong indicator that it's important for God's people, us, to be on our knees praying too. But knowing how to pray is not always easy. You know, even after spending 3 years with Jesus, his disciples felt the same confusion that we do. They were familiar with the often repeated prayers that they had been taught, but Jesus prayed with the different kind of authority and a power that they had never seen before. He prayed like God was truly listening. So when they came to Jesus, they didn't just say, "Teach us another prayer." They said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And Jesus gave us the example of how to pray. The Lord's Prayer is that example. When we begin to live deeply in God's Word, the Holy Spirit is active in our lives. And we will realize that God simply wants us to have a relationship with Him. Each one of us to have a relationship with God. He wants us to know Him and to know His will. He wants us to speak with Him. He wants to be our shepherd. He wants to bring us comfort. He wants us to lean on Him for help. He wants us to trust Him. He wants us to thank Him for His blessings. And He wants us to bring glory and honor to Him. Doesn't sound quite so hard now, does it? But you know what? This can only be accomplished by breaking open His Word and living in His Word every day. Then the Holy Spirit can carry out His responsibility to make sure our prayers match God's desires. I'm glad to see I don't see anyone sleeping yet. No eyes closed. No loud snoring. But someone once did tell me that when a Christian stands up and tells how God has revolutionized his life, that no one dozes off. Well, I don't want any of you to doze off this morning, so I do want to share a slightly different story with you, and it's the prayer story of Matthew 25. So when I came up here this morning, I shared some information with you about how God has blessed this ministry. But what I didn't tell you, at least not yet, is how this ministry actually came to be. You know, we threw out some staggering numbers this morning, and Ellen can relate to what we're talking about, serving with the BNOC for, golly, how many years has it been now, Ellen? Close to 10? Maybe close, yeah. So it's a lot of work, and as you start to dive into the outreach center and feeding the hungry, you really start to see and learn and hear a lot of stories. And the power of prayer really comes to light. But this ministry at Matthew 25 was deeply grounded and is still deeply grounded in intense prayer, and even more powerful prayer today. And going back more than 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Stacy and I were deep in reading God's Word, and certain scripture passages would jump out the page to us, really grab our attention. One of those passages was Jeremiah 29:31, which says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." So when we read this scripture, we truly believe that God would manifest Himself in direct proportion to our passion for Him. So as Stacy and I were dreaming about launching this ministry, we only knew that God was calling us to feed the hungry in Greater Mansfield. That much was clear. But we didn't know what God had in mind, so we cried out to God, simply saying, "Here we are. Send us. Use us. Show us the way." We continually prayed, and we also sought the prayers of others that we trusted. We pleaded for God's guidance. We needed Him. We asked Him to show us the way, and we prayed for His blessings to be upon the ministry and the people that we would encounter. And our prayers have never stopped. We did this as we drove and walked the streets of downtown Mansfield. We did this for 3 years. Constantly seeking God's guidance. Oh, I had a water here too. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks. We did this for 3 years seeking God's guidance, and we were constantly asking God, "What is it that you want us to do? Where do you want us to go? How do you want us to conduct this ministry? How do you want us to feed the hungry? Who should or shouldn't be involved in this ministry? Do you want us to do more than just feed the hungry?" Tons of questions, tons of different avenues and strategies that needed to be applied depending upon what God was leading us, where He was leading us, how He wanted us to conduct the ministry. But we knew it was His. So after 3 years of prayerful consideration, a few stumbles as we tried to do things our own way, a tremendous amount of patience, 3 years, that's patience, and I do not have a lot of patience, and being stretched much farther beyond our comfort zones than we would ever dream, God not only opened the doors for this ministry to begin, but not once has He ever stopped leading us or blessing us. You know, we never dreamed that there would be 700 volunteers serving the hungry, or that we would have more than 75 church partners helping us, or that we would be distributing food to the hungry in Ashland County or Wayne County, or that we would have more than 100 former guests now volunteering with us, or that we would be walking into the homes of single moms, grandparents raising children, into the homes of drug and alcohol addicts, drug dealers or prostitutes, yes, to deliver food, to help meet their needs, but also to foster relationships, allowing us to share God's love with many broken people. But the amazing thing is that God knew this all along. He knew what He had in mind. We simply needed to go to Him and ask Him. Not so hard. That's what our prayers did. And that's what we continue to do today. We try to live in His Word, pray to Him, seek His guidance, and seek the help of the Holy Spirit. And God has continued to answer our prayers every day. You see, all of us, we've been given an unbelievable gift to be His image bearers to everyone we encounter. We get to share His love and His grace with every guest, everyone that we encounter. to bring glory and honor to God in all that we do. And you know how all this started? By obeying God's commands and pleading with Him with all our heart, asking for His guidance and His blessings. You know, but Stacy and I and all the volunteers and the board at Matthew 25, we don't have some type of an exclusive club or relationship with God. It's not us. Each one of us, all of us, we have this same opportunity. Each of us have a hotline to God. We've been given the amazing opportunity to have a deep relationship with God. Excuse me. To know Him, to live in His Word, to seek the help of the Holy Spirit. We don't need to worry about how to pray or what to say. The Holy Spirit will point us to the right scripture passages, open and close the right doors, and connect us with the right people to ensure our prayer requests align with God's desires. And as a result, we are each God's image bearers, bringing glory and honor to Him in all that we do. What a gift. Let's close with prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray Your blessings on this message, and I pray that each one of us breaks open Your Word every day to have the intimate relationship that You desire, to be in tune with Your will, and to be fully yielded to You. Amen.